I drove my trusty Toyota pickup out to Luke's dock. He has a barge on a cable that he uses to haul the heavy stuff back and forth to his island. I had a couple of ladders, tarps, brushes, rollers, and paint.
Want some coffee, Willie?
Yeah, I can use it.
I could hear Luke's voice. He seemed a little disturbed. After a few minutes, he got pretty agitated. I never eavesdrop on any private conversations. Besides, I couldn't quite make out what he was saying.
Your coffee.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, are you from around here?
No, California.
Really?
San Francisco, right?
I'm from Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah, now I live in New York. I travel a lot. I model.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. It's a funny way to make a living.
Yeah, why is that?
Oh, you know, it's make-believe, it's playing with people's fantasies, you know what I mean?
Not really, no.
Well, okay, wait, look at this.
Is this Victoria's Secret?
No, I never pose for them, but do you find these models enticing?
Yeah, a little.
What's your first impression?
Nice bodies.
And?
Tans. Nice tans.
Yeah, no scars, no freckles, blemishes, blotches, blue veins. Beautiful skin.
Beautiful skin.
Yeah, and perfect tans.
Perfect.
If you look, you'll see every model has exactly the same tan.
Hmm. You're right.
And every pose is a come-on.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Guess it is.
And how often have women posed like that for you?
Not even once.
Are you married?
No.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Does she ever pose like this?
No. Well, she's not exactly proportioned the same, you know.
Are all her blemishes airbrushed out and computer enhanced?
No, but she's really pretty.
Oh, what's her name?
Annie. Yeah, she runs the Cut Above salon down in Saratoga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, haircut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she'd understand what I'm talking about. So, what do we have? 30 years of women's lib, and here's where we are?
You sound like Annie.
Yeah, but you know, what I do isn't that much different. I am a goddess.
Well, I agree with that.
Hey, listen, I have to go down to New York.
When?
Tonight.
Oh, that sucks.
I was thinking of her, the way she dressed. Leaning against that classic Woody DeSoto coupe, wearing a stretch white t-shirt and indigo cargo pants. I remember the sound of her Velcro pockets as she'd slide her hand in, searching for the keys. I can still see the drawstring tied in a neat bow just below her belly button. I drove Shades back to his place after work.
You need a ride tomorrow?
I guess probably so.
I mean, yes?
It's an old car. I think they hand make the parts. It takes them forever.
And that night, Annie and I went out for an evening stroll down Broadway.
So, how's work?
Fine.
Is she modeling any t-shirts for you?
No, she likes to walk around topless.
In your dreams.
You'd like her.
Why?
She thinks modeling is a funny way to make a living.
Why?
It's make-believe. It's playing with people's fantasies.
She really said that.
Hey, Willie, my man. Annie, how you doing?
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Selby.
Have a seat.
That tells me you're painting a house owned by some New York supermodel.
Well, it's not her place. It's that rich guy Lucas Trust.
Oh, what's the view like out there, Willie?
It's pretty.
I'll bet it is.
Today things were a little tense.
Oh?
This morning there was a car parked along the river. A couple of guys with binoculars were watching the house.
Ooh, the feds?
I don't know. And then this afternoon, Luke got a phone call that really shook him up.
You didn't tell me this. Where did he get all his money?
Nobody knows.
Is he a gangster?
Well, something's going on.
So tell me, how's Christy St. Nichols?
She's okay.
She's okay.
Willie says she's just a nice, regular sort of girl next door.
Hey, white boy Rick. And Willie.
Selby. Hey. Annie.
Hi,
how you doing, Brooklyn Bob?
Hey, Bob.
Yep, cool. Always cool.
Get you a cup of mocha java?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to sit with us?
No. You know, I... Hey, Willie.
So what do you think of Abby, huh? Right on, huh?
Well, you know, I've been busy. I'm sorry, Berkeley.
No. That's cool.
Abby Hoffman?
Yeah. He was special, you know? He loved his country, man.